Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think barring injury, there's probably, you know, there's probably some small things on the offensive side, but really I think that our position playing group has been really good. I think that the thing that we've done probably better than anything offensively is just the depth we have, top to bottom. I think we're getting production, kind of both offensively and defensively from all our spots, and that's made a huge difference. So I think, yeah, as I think about it, I think that, pitching is the likely direction we would take if we were adding.
Seems pretty logical, yeah, to everybody, and it carries all the weight, though, when you hear it from Jed Hoyer, the Cubs president of baseball operations right there. That's what eventually, as good as the Cubs are, and as well as they have withstood without their top two pitchers, they're probably going to need an extra pitcher eventually. And Shota Imanaga, still going to need a couple of more tune-ups. He had a successful one yesterday.
Come on, Showtime.
That's right, right? Need your buddy. Need your buddy. But Justin Steele, not walking through that door. And that's where you start to look at the list of guys like Zach Eflin from Baltimore, Chris Sale in Atlanta. Just keep hoping that this weird season Atlanta's had continues.
Chris Sale now to still be pitching like this?
Yeah, I would guess. I want you to look it up. I'm going to go ahead and guess that Chris Sale is 35. I'm going to say Chris Sale is 35 years old.
You're all over it, 36.
Whoa, look at me. Look at me. Yeah, it's almost like, he started his career in Chicago, and we all obsessively follow what Chris
really
Sale
just
does.
Just turned 36. He was 35 up to a couple months ago.
Just a baby. Mm-hmm. Dylan Cease, maybe, and another guy. Sick. Patrick Corbin. All these names that we're going to keep on discussing, and names will be added to the list. But Jed Hoyer talking to the New York Post Sports on their podcast about a couple of issues or things, and one of those is his very well-paid manager, Craig Counsell. We haven't heard a lot about Craig Counsell this year, probably because he has led a successful team. So in terms of like moves that he makes and doesn't make, but let's hear from Jed Hoyer on what he is saying about the difference with Craig Counsell this year.
I do think that the second year, this provides comfort. I think that's, he's more comfortable here. It's not everything new. It's not about him, which I think, how he is as a person, he doesn't want that. So I think the second year has definitely been more comfortable, but in a lot of ways, I give him a lot of credit last year, roughly this time of year last year, like we really struggled for about 6 weeks. We couldn't hit. Our bullpen was blowing games. We ended up falling to like 9 under. And from that point, we really dug out and played really good baseball. Unfortunately, in the National League last year, that the Padres, Diamondbacks, Mets just didn't lose during that period. And so we weren't able to get all the way back there. But I thought he showed a really steady hand last year when we fell down and then ended up playing really well for the last kind of 3.5 months of the season. And I think that's carried over to this year. So I think his comfort is better, but I also think he's an excellent manager. He makes good decisions in games. I think he handles the clubhouse exceptionally well. He's been fantastic for us. I know last year didn't go exactly as we hoped, but I thought the things he showed in the second half were really excellent. And like I said, have led into this part of the first part of this year.
And this man, and that's Jed Hoyer again, New York Post. This manager has to be good. Like he has to be good. That's why it's nice that right now I did not want to have at any point in time this season the discussion about Craig Counsell, because and that's fair game. Craig Counsell is the third highest paid manager in baseball right now, certainly the most well paid Cubs manager in history. All that goes with it, getting rid of David Ross to bring him on, he's fair game. That they decided that the manager is capable of getting you wins and making you a better team. That's what this organization decided. So it's just so important that we see Craig Counsell begin to put his print on this team and have some say in what has gone on. It is imperative that he is good and that we're not talking about him in a bad way.
There's so much of Craig Counsell's approach that seems like it fits with the Cubs' DNA, because they've really, since Theo came in and took things over, have been so consistently an analytics-driven organization, and structurally from top to bottom, really been about...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making sure that the numbers indicate a strategy that makes sense, and being about logic and predictive metrics. And so much of that has led to, you know, for a little while, some extended success. And then, of course, the downturn that was there. But then to bring in Craig Counsell, it just feels like he speaks the same language with Jed and with Carter and with everyone else that's there. And he's the guy who gets to, in the clubhouse, day-to-day, moment-to-moment, implement their strategy. But I feel like because of his resume, and frankly because of his demeanor, my impression is they respect him so much that there's perhaps more sway that Craig Counsell has than any of the last couple of managers have been able to have with this brass. Even a Joe Maddon, who, of course, ended up leading them to a World Series championship. But Joe Maddon's demeanor, like his DNA, was a little bit different, I think, than the front office approach the Cubs were necessarily looking for. Counsell really seems to suit exactly what they were wanting him to be.
Well, they did put it as, and I'm paraphrasing it from when he was brought in, they kind of looked at him as an extension of the front office. Mm-hmm. They did look at him as a guy who is brainy and understand things. And Lord knows, like, nobody's going to mess with what Craig Counsell wants. There's not going to be no interference on the lineup or anything like that. And I'm sure that in the case of David Ross, as he's managing for the first time, that they assisted him, let's put it that way, a little bit more. I do wonder, like, what has Craig Counsell been responsible for? And that's what we don't know. But I like to think about it. I like to think about somebody like Pete Crow Armstrong, who last year, mostly every time Craig Counsell got to talk about PCA, he was pretty honest about it, like what he needed to be better at, even with some of the hot dog and stuff, like where he, you know, he was very calming about it, but very honest about this play. I do wonder if it was Craig Counsell who said last year, at that time that when he got sent down, it was a little surprising he was sent down. Is that Craig Counsell going, I can't use this guy right now. He's not ready. You know, everybody wants PCA to be ready. Like, did he have something to do with that? This year, the whole, I do wonder about the Shaw stuff at third base. Like, what was that? Is that Craig Counsell saying, I can't, I no more of this. I can't, this guy ain't ready. But there have been, it feels like, since Craig Counsell has been here, bigger picture moves that feel a little bit more decisive than previous to when he was here.
And the PCA example, the Matt Shaw example, those to me, when you're looking at the last 2 years of talented young prospects who get their opportunity, struggle early, get sent down, now get brought back up, and we're seeing Matt Shaw have his degree of success, PCA off the charts so far this season, and his success. And for Craig Counsell, being upfront and honest in addressing it publicly with the media when talking about those guys and riding that wave with them of what they've been as professionals. But then you would imagine also extremely upfront, honest, and analytical, and in a lot of ways probably just sort of, you know, a monotone sort of demeanor, just a very consistent sort of delivery on here's what didn't go well, here's what you need to work on. Mm-hmm. Matt Shaw, go back down. Yeah, you know, we want you to just get comfortable at the plate, but then once we do get to the point where we're seeing you get a little more comfortable, let's work on the leg kick. Let's work on the toe tap. Let's get that timing mechanism adjusted to what you've got to do when you're facing pros here. And a small tweak, when you have a guy who's really talented like Matt Shaw is, and
yeah,
I don't know if I mentioned it to you before, you know, he was at Maryland. I covered his career doing the Big Ten thing. Saw his entire run there with the Terps, and he's a really athletic guy. You know, makes all kinds. I mean, just look at the game last night. The Cubs lost the game, but some of those plays he was making in extras, like the 10th inning, multiple plays, the double play where he snags it, taps the bag, slings it over there to first base to make his own double play. Another one where ball should have been in left field somewhere. He's able to snag it before it gets out there.
Yeah.
Like the glove is really crafty and fluid. His movement, his athleticism, his body control looks like he should be playing a different sport or doing like acrobatics or something like that. But that's what you need from an infielder. But he also does swing a big stick, and we're starting to see more of that as well. So the talent is there, and I think this sort of even keel approach of Craig Counsell that he's able to just kind of have about him on a daily basis, it certainly does seem to help some of these young players ride that wave.
Even with the veterans, like I'm thinking about Dansby Swanson now. When he had that terrible slump, moved him down in the lineup, got red hot. Now he's been slumping lately.
Well, and I mean, you know, we obviously went with the topic of the moment here with the back-to-back ejections, but we didn't get around to asking him about Dansby a little bit. But yeah, runners in scoring position, Dansby has been struggling with that a lot here lately. So at some point, you wonder if that move is coming, but he is also a veteran. He's been around the block. And when do you decide to sort of push that button with a guy like Dansby Swanson? Because we've seen him execute it before. So is the moment right now while the entire offense is in the midst of some struggles? So if you move Dansby down, who's really earned the right to come up? Because everybody's been kind of cold here over the last week. So I feel like there's sort of some nuance in that balancing act of when you make that decision, you would like it to be not only it's a demotion for you, but someone else has earned the promotion of coming up the lineup a little bit more too. And I'm not sure that that's the situation they're in right now, at least over the way things have gone for the most part the past week.
Yeah, and I was thinking too about the PCA and specific to last night in terms of the where he was and where he is now. When he first came up to the big leagues, the thing was he couldn't handle velocity. He wasn't able to hit fastballs, which is frightening. You know what I mean? Like, and I get it. Like I shouldn't take that for granted when everybody's throwing 97 plus. So that's really hard to do. But it's like, okay, usually it's the slider or the curve or something else that gets you. So it was kind of like, oh man, this guy may be a ways off. And then last night, in that 11th inning, he gets that to put the Cubs up 3-2. The Cubs were leading in the 11th, and he hits a 100-mile-per-hour Carlos Hernandez on that RBI double. And it was just he did it with such great ease, and it just made my brain do a snapshot juxtaposing both of those versions of PCA. Different stances in the box, different approach at the plate physically, and obviously from a mental standpoint. It was pretty cool to think about that.
And to see a guy who he does seem a lot more composed in the box. And I know part of your question about PCA has been just whether or not the maturity is there after plays get made, whether there's disappointing moments. Is he kind of, you know, maybe showing up the opposition or showing up a teammate or showing too much frustration in certain moments? He does seem to be more composed just in the moment, though. When he's actually in the batter's box, certainly seems to have more composure about him. He's had so many big hits this season that showcase that degree of control and composure that you want in moments of leverage. But then, yeah, I mean, even the moment you're talking about last night in extras where he gets the double and then he gets to second base and he's pounding his chest and he's getting his teammates going. So you still see that exuberance able to come out, but it does feel like there's more control to it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.